This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 99.9 KISW's Metal Shop. We're kind of doing an isolation thing here. I'm talking to a lot of people here. Someone I'm very excited to talk to is Charles Elliott from a band called Abysmal Dawn. They have a new record that's coming out called Phylogenesis, out April 17th on Season of Mist. First off, Charles, how you doing, man? How are you holding up down in isolation down in L.A.?
Doing all right. You know, going a little stir-crazy, but, you know, finding things that keep myself busy. Mixing a record for a band right now, and I'm doing interviews and stuff like that despite all this madness, you know what I mean? So keeping busy.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy time to be putting out a death metal record amongst the insanity of the world. Couldn't have picked a better time, I guess.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, what? We waited. It's been almost 66 years since our last record. And, you know, we spent a lot of time and effort on it, and then all of a sudden this happens. You know what I mean? So, it's definitely a crazy time to be putting out a record, and, like, having just life in general is crazy for everyone.
Are there any things you would suggest for people to do, like any movies or television shows to dive into while we have, you know, I think we all have a little extra time.
Oh, man, I don't know. Movies and television shows. I mean, my taste in movies are always kind of a bummer, so maybe it's not the type of stuff you want to watch right now, you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
You're not going to be watching, like, all the dystopian movies I love are, like, maybe a little too close to home at the moment. I don't know. Like, I don't know, man. I think if you can, like, do something positive with your time, you know, and not just waste it away on movies and entertainment. I mean, there needs to be some release for sure. You know,
sure.
Like people, you know what I mean? Like I'd be a hypocrite if I were to say otherwise. I mean, I play music. I play, you know, I'm in a band.
Yeah.
So, you know, but you know, try and use this time to, like, I don't know, better yourself or better the world in some way if you can, you know what I mean?
No, I hear you,
man. Not everyone's given this moment to reflect on things, you know? So I think it could be a blessing in disguise.
Well, if this were to all go south and even crazier, what, in your opinion, is the ideal post-apocalyptic, like, soundtrack?
Well, obviously, our new record, Phylogenesis, that comes out April 17th.
Ooh, yes.
On this record. So, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, that's cool.
Apocalyptic.
Well,
probably, was that a Perturbator record I was listening to?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was going to say, that seems to be the soundtrack, or at least for, like, some 80s dystopian movie in my head, you know what I mean?
Very Blade Runner-esque, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Oh, cool, man. Well, let's talk a little bit about the record. Again, it's Phylogenesis. It's coming out April 17th, Seasons of Mist. We've been playing a single here on Metal Shop. What have been some of your inspirations? You said about took about 6 years off. You guys just came through town, through Seattle, before all this shit went crazy. You know, we had a chance to see you live. Did you guys have any different approach about going into this record, or was it the same Abysmal Dawn, just reinvigorated?
I don't know, man. That's a tough question. I mean, like, we always approach I don't feel like we don't have like a formula or a set way that we write mm-hmm. every time. You know, our process changes a little bit every time. Definitely, it seems to take longer and longer between records every time. I feel like part of that is, you know, you want to make sure you're making a better record than the last album. And like for a band like us, that I don't know, we aren't always on the road. We're not constantly, you know, we have day jobs, so
yeah.
We try and balance our lives between, you know, music as a passion and then day jobs, and mm-hmm. not turn music into, you know, a job, basically. I mean, it is a job, but we still want to, we don't want to remove the joy from it, you know, and like
for
have
sure.
to put out records just to pay the rent. So yeah, I mean, as far as like how it was different this time, and we had new members mm-hmm. this time around. I have my own studio now.
That's so awesome.
So we were able to, you know, kind of take our time with this one. And, you know, I bought like an electronic drum kit since I have a home studio, but it's not like I don't have a huge drum room or anything.
Sure.
I can pretty much do everything but drums. So, you know, got an electronic kit. James would come down. Alicia would come down and jam out some stuff. I could, you know, rearrange stuff and work on stuff when they weren't here. Just having the studio and just fine tune all the songs. And I think that helped a lot. And so far, I think everyone thinks it's our strongest record yet. And I think that the time was between albums was worth it. So I'm glad that my hard work has paid off at least.
Hell yeah, man. I'm excited to hear it. What keeps you inspired, man, to like, to keep playing like very, very technical, brutal, like death metal, and what inspires you to keep making like really gnarly riffs?
I don't know, man. Stubbornness. You know what I mean? I've been doing this a long time. I think, there's just a certain amount of pride that I take in it, and it means a lot to me, I think, to see the band like kind of succeed and you know, have that baby of mine grow up, you know,
yeah.
into something. And I feel like it's slowly paid off over time. We've never been that overnight sensation band, but everything, you know, things always got better with every release for the band, like at least from, you know, like a financial standpoint.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just wanting to see the band succeed and wanting to see something, create something that lasts, I guess. And yeah, I think that's the reason I keep doing it. Just, and then trying to make something better than I did last time.
Yeah. You gotta improve every time. One-upsmanship about your own self. So
yeah, you know, just prove something to ourselves basically, you know,
well,
whatever chip on our shoulder stays there until we write a new record, I guess.
What inspired you initially to pick up a guitar? Like what was there a light bulb moment for you? Like when you were growing up?
No, man, I don't know. The non-brutal reason, I think, you know, when I was like 4 years old or something and watching like Back to the Future and like Marty McFly or something with a mm-hmm. guitar.
Yeah.
You know, like that scene in that movie, I think I thought that was cool. So yeah, I don't know. And then like from there, it was just, I guess rock guitar was just something I connected to. That was an instrument I connected to. I took piano lessons as a like small child for mm-hmm. years, and I was crap at it and never practiced, and I always played like moody at the piano that I just made up, and not like, you know, Mary Had a Little Lamb or whatever.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Like whatever they wanted you to practice, you know. But I was always attracted to like, I don't know, film scores and stuff like that. And I think, you know, some of these movies that you grew up with really big epic film scores like Star Wars or something, or Indiana Jones.
Sure.
Or,
yeah.
Something like that, you know, we're kind of like a, I don't know, like a part of my musical appreciation, or like the epicness of those scores kind of translated into the, you know, metal and how epic metal was. So I think that influenced me, and, I don't know, inspiring to pick up a guitar. I mean, I started off with like grunge, to be honest, and then transitioned into, you know, more the death metal and thrash stuff. And yeah, I don't know. That was basically it.
Nice, dude. Well, you guys are obviously a death metal band, and we're talking about your new record. But I wanted to ask you, because we're all familiar with like the big four of thrash, right? At least that's what they say, the big four: Slayer, Anthrax, Megadeth, Metallica. If you had to, and this could be your personal, what is your big four of death metal?
Man, I mean, if we're just going, I mean, personal, I mean, I can't. Because it's not the big four death metal that's just me personally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can't, I don't know. I mean, thinking back to the roots of death metal, you know, like Deicide, Morbid Angel, yeah. Cannibal Corpse, Obituary. How many did I name off? I don't know.
That was four. You can throw in a fifth. You can throw in a fifth.
I don't know. Maybe like Carcass or something.
Yeah.
I mean, death. If they were, you know, they should be on there for sure. If we're still, if this is, I don't know if we're talking about like a tour, if we're talking about like just who the big four of death metal would be, but death would be in there
for sure, man.
Yeah.
Nice, man. Well, I think those are some good selections, man. So. If someone isn't familiar with Abysmal Dawn and they're trying to maybe get a sense of what this record is, if you had to, what are a couple words you would use to describe the new record, Phylogenesis?
Tech, I don't know. It's like old school in a sense, with a modern touch or modern feel to it, I think.
Okay.
It's we get labeled, it's weird, like we'll get labeled like old school death metal, we'll be labeled technical death metal. We kind of fall in like both categories in a way,
yeah.
You know, but we're not playing a super stripped down, like raw form of death metal, but we're not playing like a super processed, like, you know, a million notes a minute, like arpeggio type thing, like
yeah.
All over the place either, you know? So, I don't know. We try and retain that heaviness of the old school and just add a little bit more modern technicality musicianship to it, I guess. But always like trying to keep the hooks in there, and you know, don't forget about the song. You know, mm-hmm. Don't play as a like a guitar lesson or something. You know what I mean?
No, I hear. Yeah,
it's riffs that you remember. So. That's way too many words, but yes.
But you,
that's how I describe the band.
Actual songs, not just, you know, parts put together.
Right, yeah, man. That's the point.
Right on, man. Well, at the end of all of this craziness, I'm assuming you guys probably have, you know, something planned at least. You know, obviously we don't know time frame, but you guys probably going to want to at least do a couple more tours in 2020. If this all pans out?
Yeah. I mean, we're planning going out like in June, before this all hit. And mm-hmm. Luckily it's weird to think about it now, but we were on one of the last metal tours North America might see for a little bit, you know,
yep.
When we did that tour recently with Vader and, mm-hmm. Hideous Divinity and Vitriol. So, now, that's the plan, man. We're all worried that everyone's going to tour at once because everyone's staying at home.
Yeah.
You know, no one can put out records. No one can do anything. And that's all. Musicians are hurting. So, you know, anyone that's listening, you know, support your favorite artist. You know, buy their shirts, buy their merch.
Yeah.
You know, buy their CDs and music, stream online, you know, whatever you can, support your favorite artists, you know, because it's crazy to think that something like this could potentially cripple like a whole industry, you know, with,
yeah.
If it goes on for much longer. And I think that's frightening to like not have potentially like music. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. So
support artists at this time and help out when you can, if you have the means, and at least check out the record, and we'll be supporting you guys. Again, the Phylogenesis is coming out April 17th. So we got a couple weeks to gear up for that one. Check out the singles out now on Season of Mist. Charles, any final words for the Northwest before I let you go?
Just that Seattle is absolutely one of our favorite places to play. It's always a pleasure. You guys always go nuts. And we hope to be back in late 2020, if possible.
That's the thing. If possible, we'll see. But
yeah, man.
Yeah, dude. Thanks a lot for taking the time, Charles. I'll talk to you soon, bro.
Cool. Thanks, man. Take care of yourself.
You too, man.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.